Life is changing fast. We are experiencing whole new perspectives and choices. Psychic mediums Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau bring you insight to historical times, current events, and the very real future that we face. Sharon and Matthew are true, tested, and certified psychic mediums and life coaches. They give you straight insight with a caring, humorous touch. Join them every Thursday for a new exciting topic and call into the show for a free reading with both hosts.
All right. Okay. Welcome everybody, to our show. And, I've got Matthew Brandau, you know, as my host. Matthew, are you there?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll go on and do it without you.
No.
All right. He's all the way from Germany. So you got me in Georgia and Matthew in Germany. But today, you know, today is kind of a, it's going to be kind of fly by the seat of our pants kind of show. We're going to talk about heaven and hell. And
that's a hell of a way to start it.
heaven and hell.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, out the left window, you will see the beginnings of the opening gates to hell. And on the right-hand side, if you travel over there.
So it is, because we both have had different experiences, different insights as to what heaven is and what hell is. But before we get started on that, let me go ahead and give out my contact information. If you'd like to reach me, go to psychicreadingsnow.com, or you can follow me on Facebook under Sharon Pugh, P-U-G-H.
I would rather follow you on YouTube.
Okay, I was getting ready to get to that. I'm going to be coming out. I've got, yeah, under Sharon Pugh, S-H-A-R-O-N. Pugh, P-U-G-H, I've got a YouTube channel, and you'll see on that channel that I've got a video of me talking with a family about their son. You know, please subscribe. I'm going to be coming out with some, you know, well, a lot of videos. Matthew, there's a wind sound coming.
I don't know.
I can hear.
I got nothing on my end. I got nothing on, so it's just
okay.
There.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have some changes coming about between Sharon and myself. One of them is I want to express some gratitude and surprises regarding Sharon. Sharon has, for some reason, received a recent, what I would call, discernment gift. A very specific gift, and I believe that she actually has been recently touched by the Holy Ghost, so to speak. She has taken a gigantic step forward, not only in her ability to read people as far as psychic abilities, but it has now gone to beyond the normal level of what I would call an average psychic. I think Sharon is actually now able to read people to the point where I think she's going to be receiving numbers and names and all kinds of dates and information, and I think that stuff is going to be something that she's going to be able to do quite normally from now on a very accurate level. I would even dare to say 90 to 95% accuracy. So what I'm going to say is, if you are interested in getting a reading from Sharon, or seeing how Sharon does her readings, take a look at her YouTube channel. Take a look at how she works, what she looks like. It'll give you an idea of who you're going to be asking your very personal questions to. She's extremely good. She minds her own business. She keeps it professional. She doesn't spread news like other psychics may or may not do. And I want people to realize that she is real. She's not only authenticated, she has taken tests, and she's been authenticated through blind readings. People call her out of the blue. She has to give them a reading without any information, and she did it. She gave an accurate information. The second part is, when you call Sharon, please don't ask her, can you get me a general reading? Because she can ask you, okay, what do you want me to give you a reading about, your birth or about the midlife crisis that you might be in or about high school? I mean, come on, folks. Let's be real. Ask her the specific questions so she has a chance to give you a good reading. Does that make sense, Sharon?
Yes, thank you for that. My jaw's kind of open wide. I feel kind of uncomfortable. You know, I was going to give this out, but on the last show, I made a prediction about a mass shooting in a bar.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And there's been a number of them.
Well, there's one that happened in California last night.
Yes, there is. I just saw that news. A darker-skinned fella, I guess he might be, is the quote here, from India. I don't know. Maybe he is born in California and he's a natural-born United States citizen. I have no idea. But you're right, Sharon. There was a shooting, and there was also another victim in California who was also claimed to have been somebody who had raped somebody. And that's what I'm talking about. Which one was the shooting about?
It was in a bar in California, and 13 people, including the gunman, were killed.
I didn't know about that. Oh,
yes, wow. It's all over the news. But I just, you know, want to send out prayers, you know, to the victims, their families, and, you know, friends. So I just wanted to get that out there, you know, that we offer our condolences and prayers.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot here, Sharon. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I'm not going to scare you. What I want you to do is this is I'm going to prove to the audience. Well, proof is a matter of that's a very generic statement, but I'm going to give people an idea of what's going on. I want you to take a breath, quick one, focus on the phone calls that might be coming in and may not be coming in tonight. It doesn't matter if they're thinking about it or not. And I want you to focus in on whoever you can, male or female, and I want you to see if you can focus in on whatever question might be pending if they had the courage to actually pick up the phone and call in. And what would you give me for a reading for this possible person? It doesn't matter who or what it is. Just tell me what you pick up.
I'm like, what?
but I know you can do this. That's why I'm
Yeah. A lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty, afraid to do something that they need to do. You know, leave a situation or get out of a situation. Mm-hmm. I get a T. Name, either for them or the person that they're entangled into this chaos with. That's what I'm picking up.
Excellent. So if any of that reading makes any sense to anybody who might be listening to the show, call us in at the telephone number. Crap, I don't have it in front of me.
202-570-7057.
7057.
So call in. We will give you a reading. And Matthew, you didn't give out your contact information. You gave that beautiful infomercial, beautiful testimony. What is your contact information?
Okay. There are two ways to contact me. Number one, you can go through psychic.red or you can go through Best Psychic Directory. Just type in Matthew Brandau or Psychic Matthew, or Medium Matthew, actually. Now, here's a catch, folks. If you have an Android, if you go to psychic.red, you will see this really funky-looking, colorful M. If you have an Android phone, go to that website with your Android phone, click on the M, and you will get an Android app that'll go directly to my Android website, and from there all you do is check on my availability. Am I ready for a reading or not? The app will tell you yes or no. And Sharon may be having an app coming out soon for iPhone in the near future. So with that being said, yes, you can get a reading from me on psychic.red.
All right. Okay. Well, let's, dive in. Hopefully, if you're listening, call in. We would love to give you a reading. But so we're gonna talk about
heaven and hell.
Yeah, heaven. You know, heaven and hell. I feel this desire to get the hell part out of of the way.
Okay, go for it.
Because we're talking about two different dimensions. All right. Do I know that there is a heaven and hell? Yes. It's from my faith. I don't have proof. I can't give you anything that that tells me definitively yes, there is a hell. But I've had some experiences that yes, that prove to me that demons do exist. One that I had, and I still have the audio for this. I don't know why I've held on to it, but I've come face to face with an actual demon, and I wasn't scared. It's not normal to come face to face with a demon and not be scared, but I wasn't scared. I was with one other person. This demonic entity was so incredibly tall and very just waving, wobbling back and forth in a doorway. And this was in a highly paranormal place where there was a tremendous amount of paranormal activity, documented footage, audio, all kinds of equipment. And I wasn't trying to understand why it was there, but I was so fascinated, and I knew that I was okay. I said, we're going to walk closer to you. It was just in the doorway. And the closer that we got, it morphed down into this big dog with Jekyll looking dog, and left. It was actually afraid of us. And through that experience and through a lot of the audio that I listened to, there is a hell. There is a hell. Matthew, I feel like you want to say something.
Well, there is a lot for me to say, but I want you to finish up with what your thought is.
Okay.
First, if you want to, unless you want me to talk right now because you're trying to organize your thoughts, and that's fine. Like you said, this is a very spontaneous, off-the-cuff show, so do you want to organize your thoughts for a moment?
I'll just go ahead and finish with this, but
okay.
I took a tremendous amount of respect for, going into working in, that and kind of environment. We had the holy water. We, had somebody that was, anointing us. We had that protection there, but I got sloppy. And when I got on the plane to come back, I was sitting in my seat and I felt like I was being suffocated. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. And I'm thinking, I'm going to die in this seat and nobody knows what is going on. And I ended up taking, with me this very dark energy from that place. And I had a lot of people that came, shaman that came in and finally, got rid of this. But it made me more aware of the true darkness that is out there. Do I think that heaven is a place underground with fire and, pitchforks? No, but I think it's another dimension that vibrates very slow. It's sophisticated. In hell, yes.
We want to clarify that because you said heaven.
Okay, all right. Maybe that's all I'm going. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. So I just wanted to get that, out of the way. That's why Yes, I have seen proof that there is a hell, but I think that parts of hell are primitive, parts of it is sophisticated. It's more like an alleyway. So I'm going to let you chime in on that.
Okay. One of the things that I find fascinating when we're discussing this particular faith, and I am this faith, I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus, and I know that through all of this that hell does exist. That's my faith. With that being said, there are a lot of people throughout history, many prophets, as people might call them, who have given their perspective on what heaven and hell is all about. Everybody has their own personal experience of what it might be about. Some of them have been recorded on YouTube. Some of them have been recorded in stories and books. And the thing that catches my attention the most is a clarification in each one that is very different is the visual aspect. Everybody seems to have a very different visual aspect. Hollywood, keep in mind, has a very distorted visual aspect. They take the neon colors and make them into creatures that seem unreal. Now I hear that that strange sound. Okay, anyways. So when we're talking about heaven and hell from the Bible, or talking about it, or just from the faith of what you believe in without using the dogmatic references within the Bible, we're talking about a place where it is bad, painful experience, very negative, and a feeling of hopelessness, to a place where we experience love, we experience knowledge, we experience the gift of the five senses that we are given here on earth, but in a much more heightened state. If you can imagine a person who is blind, who has a heightened hearing sense because they're so focused and in tune to that, now multiply that to a factor of X, which is an unknown number, and that is how beautiful it is in the visual for heaven. Some say it's a city in the clouds, some say it's a golden city in the clouds, some say people walk around and there's music going on all the time and it's always beautiful and bright and you are in the presence of God constantly. So with those two being said, Sharon makes a reference to the actual encounters with demons, and that is a very real trek on the way to the possibility of hell. What I'm going to also reference is that when you're getting into hell itself, there's a few people that actually have drawn images, and while Sharon was talking, I actually looked one of them up, and it's known as Dante Botticelli. And I don't know if I said that right. Botticelli, I don't know. But anyways, this is a time where the Roman church was developed. The church was, somebody hired him, I believe, to create this image. And what's fascinating is that if we talk about going into hell, there's multiple levels of hell. How much of a person, bad person, were you that when you get judged, you actually go into hell? Is it all the same thing? Oh, we're going to have a radio commercial coming up here. So after this, we're going to continue on with this one and then get into what the definition and ideas of hell are like. Heaven. Okay, folks.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Hello, this is Matthew Brandau. My co-host and founder of Beyond Psychic Mediumship, Sharon Pugh, and I are here to provide free readings to callers. We are also taking questions by email. Our simple and clear goal is to help people find clarity in their personal journey. We go beyond the spirit and guidance of the 3D world we're in, and we look at everyone as a higher level being. Looking at the chakras, aura, energy flow, emotional position, and psychic medical intuition, we also tune into your spiritual diversity with both God and demonic influences. Our goal is to bring the clarity of your path to your personal enlightenment, and hope to be a positive influence, which you can then share with others.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, folks, we are back. And Sharon, before I start with where I left off, is there anything you wanted to say, pop in or nothing, or are you good to go?
No, I think I'm good to go.
All right. So as I was saying, this interpretation of what hell is like and where a person might fall within that realm of hell, what level? Now, like I said, different people have different interpretations of what their experience is in hell. Some experience a very bizarre twist where they actually just communicate with a particular person in hell, and they assume or they feel it is the devil himself, which is actually a fallen angel from God. But I'm not going to disagree with that. What I am saying is that in those experiences, they're giving a tour. And in some cases, it's not actually a condemnment. They're not being condemned to hell at that point. They're actually being told, you better start flying right. So what that tells me, folks, now this is important for everybody to realize and possibly conceive of the fact that perhaps hell does not want us. Perhaps what he's saying is, if you do come here, you're screwed. But if you have a chance, we're going to warn you, and then we're going to send you back to see if you can fix it. And that's a bizarre twist. So what it's saying is that people have the freedom of choice to go to heaven or to hell. And if they choose hell, they're going. And it's their choice. Does that make sense to anybody? You're actually choosing to go there for some reason or another. And in some cases, hell brings you down there and says, this is what your choice is going to be. Do you really want this? And if you decide to stick on the path that you're on, that's it. You're going. And then the multiple different levels are pretty bad. Some of them are just an over-repeating experience of something bad, and some others are just horrible feelings and thoughts of what you could deal with on a minute-by-minute basis with some creatures that are just too scary to imagine. In real life, in the three-dimensional world we're living in right now, we'd probably have a heart attack if we saw them just come out of their, as Sharon said, their dimension. Now, let's look at the flip side. You want to go to heaven. When you're born, you're already okay to go to heaven. You haven't done anything bad as a sin. So it's like getting an A+ in school before you even start the school year. You just have to keep that A+. Sharon, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, I think if you have, if your soul is an elevated soul, you know, you come in with that good soul. Now, I do firmly believe that there are people that are incarnated and they are truly lacking, you know, the God figure soul. You know, they're in a human body, but there is no goodness, there is no light there. And I think that's where we get the people that do the evil in the world. I just don't see these people that commit these horrendous crimes, you know, can have a soul that comes from heaven. I don't know. What is your thought on that?
I don't know for sure what the answer is to that, although that's a very provocative thought and very, very demanding of insight question. I would have to say that if a child is born into the world, and what you're saying is the possibility of innately being evil upon birth, that's really a difficult question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. It is possible, I guess, because anything is possible. I mean, we're experiencing things in the world right now which we didn't think was possible in our generation, but four generations ago, they would look at us today and said, cell phone? What is that? Is that a demonic thing? You know, so who knows? I mean, flight, airplanes? What are you, crazy? The Wright brothers make an airplane. Now we have jets. You know, internet? What's that? So, yeah, maybe it is possible that a child is born that will be evil. But I personally would say I doubt that very seriously. I think that they would be taught evil that way, because I see a birth of a child as a baby as a miracle. So my personal belief is I doubt it, but the reality of it is I could be wrong, and I'll accept that, but I can't say one way or another. So I would say that you have a valid argument, but I can't prove one way or another if you're wrong.
Okay. You know, and I want to put it on the record that I, you know, I am also a Christian. And, you know, as a spiritual worker, yes, I'm more spiritual than I am religious, but, you know, I do believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. I absolutely do. You know, but I also help all kinds of faiths. I've never helped anybody that didn't believe in God. I think you have to have some belief in, you know, in God and heaven,
you know,
to be.
I'm going
to
actually disagree with you on that comment. I'm going to cut you off right there, because I think you have helped people who don't believe in God. I truly believe you have actually helped people and lead them to God that did not believe in him. I think you've done that. Maybe you just don't know about it, but that's why I wanted to cut you off to say I doubt that.
I mean, I don't ask everybody, you know, before I help you, you have to believe in God. So no, you absolutely may be right about that. That, you know, they were lacking faith. They were searching, you know, for answers in, you know, in another way, and which is, you know, which is why I whenever I do a mediumship reading, their loved one will show me in detail how they passed, you know, who came to get them, what happened to them, the whole process. And it's like, it's not fun for me to relive this, but it lets them know that, wait a minute, okay, they were aware of themselves passing, and you know, that was his favorite aunt, and so it gives validation that, you know, there is no such thing as death. So when our physical bodies don't work anymore, you know, that we do transition to this beautiful, you know, place. So you're absolutely right. I don't know how many people I may have, you know, helped to give them that push, that nudge, that yes, right, you know, heaven is for real.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to actually use that as a segue to go back to the description of heaven. Now, in this particular case, again, there is this experience that people have, and it's on multiple levels. Some people actually feel as if when they're dying, they see a white light and they go to heaven. Now, there's two twists here, and I'm going to start with the first one. The first one is that there are some people that are now saying that in a scientific UFO or extra paranormal experience, that's a new definition I just came up with, that the white light is actually misleading. That it might actually, if you avoid the white light, you might actually go to God, because the white light might be an alien intervention saying, come over here, we're going to send you back to Earth and reincarnate you. I personally don't agree with that at all. 100% don't agree with that, but that's what some people are saying. So I'd like to let you know that I disagree with that, and I think that is the chance to go. The second part is, when you go into this white light, and in my opinion, you go to God, in other people's opinion, something else happens. I'm talking about my insight. In some cases, these people go into heaven, but they don't actually go to the pearly gates. They go to what you might call, I guess you could define it as a satellite location, where you would meet beings that are extremely powerful. You know that they're not Jesus, but they work directly as an angelic source through Jesus or from Jesus, and they have a specific message, and then they send you back to Earth within the same body you came up with to deliver that message about God. Now, with that being said, that's one perspective of what heaven might be like, and that's a pretty powerful message for people who have spiritual encounters with heaven and still remain in their third dimensional 3D body. Then there's those who actually do pass on and do not come back. They actually go to heaven, but I'll tell you, folks, I'm not hearing a whole lot about pearly gates. So I'm thinking that's more of a created idealism by people from maybe the last two or three generations. What I'm seeing is they come into this light, and there is the light is God. And at that particular point, you are actually going through a review of what you've accomplished. And from there, you go off and experience heaven in whatever way you interpret it. Now, I'm also going to say this is something personally for me. I personally think that heaven is one of the planes of existence, just like a dimension, as Sharon said before. But I think it is a dimension that is very secure, that we cannot travel to it willy-nilly. And when we're there, it is controlled very powerfully by something like God that allows you to be in a place within heaven that is perfect for you. It has everything you need, want, could possibly imagine within your mind. It is there for you. Hence, some people say city of gold. Some people say it's a city of diamonds. Some people say that the walkways are clouds that you're traveling through. I think everybody has their own interpretation, and it is provided for you, and there is nothing less than pure love. And it's, I'm not referring to sexual love. I'm referring to giving your mom a hug and feeling safe and sound type of love. Like your father and your mother and your whole family is welcoming you back from a dangerous situation, and you feel so comfortable and safe like a child. That kind of love. So that's what I think, Sharon.
You know, we're pretty much on, you know, on the same page. I mean, I've had, you know, my own experiences, which, you know, came across in dreams. And what I saw was only very one, you know, small part, you know, that looked like marble floors, you know, marble arches, marble hallways, and, you know, beings that looked human, but I knew that they were creating a human kind of figure for my understanding. And, you know, when I realized where I was, boom, I woke up. So it was very controlled. I mean, I was only allowed to be in one room and a hallway, and that was it. You know, so yeah, there's a tremendous amount of control. And I don't think there's any accidents of, you know, if we do have a near-death experience and we do encounter, you know, God or Jesus or our loved ones, and we come back, that it's by a fluke. I absolutely agree, you know, that we're supposed to spread, you know, that message. You know, how we get there, you know, these are just things that I've seen from, you know, working, because I've worked with people that are terminally ill. And even before the body starts shutting down, we start the process of transitioning, you know, how we're going to, you know, transition, travel, you know, to heaven. I've seen souls that have swam with dolphins, you know, just through the ocean, swam with dolphins. I have seen a soul flying on this massive eagle. Massive. And the eagle had a gold beak. The beak was made of gold.
Wow.
And this loved one in particular was an elderly man who had passed away. I believe he was a grandfather. And it was the most beautiful thing that I had ever seen. And I said, you know, this is how he had traveled. And the client that I was working with said he was fascinated by eagles. His you know, as long as they could remember, you know, they remember him having, you know, paintings of eagles, and, you know, talking about eagles and eagle coins. And, you know, so everything eagle. So I started connecting the dots and realized that, you know, we can choose how we transition. You know, we can make it a journey, something more beautiful than, you know, showing up. And if we...
Okay, Sharon, if you don't mind me cutting you off for just a moment, this is nothing to do with you. This has to do with, I'm feeling that there's somebody who's about to be trying to decide if they want to call right now. So after the break, if they do decide to call, they're going to be asking for a reading. Somebody's on the verge of calling. Call us.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Okay. All right. Welcome back. Before we went to break, Matthew felt like, you know, there's somebody right on the verge of calling in and asking for a reading. So if you're listening, you're thinking about calling in, the phone number is area code 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057.
Okay, cool. And if they don't, they don't. But I just had this really gut feeling that somebody was about to wants to call in, but is not too sure. You can be sure that we would ask you only for your first name, and then from where you might be as far as country, and go from there. But we will be. I know. I can tell that you want to be very private about this, and you're very nervous about any information getting out that might be unsafe. I will be very cautious, and so will Sharon in our readings for you if you call. So continue on with what you're talking about, Sharon.
Okay. You know, just I think I was talking about how, you know, how we, some ways that we get there. And as if you're listening to this, you know, everybody has lost a loved one. And, you know, that moment that you find out that the person has passed, if you're with them or you're not, you will fall, you'll fall apart, and then all of a sudden you'll feel this calmness, like you're just calm, you know, and that's your loved one putting that calm energy around you. And they will always talk about the funeral. They don't care about the funeral, but they just, time, you know, time-wise, it's nanoseconds for them between the time that they leave their body and they travel to heaven. But I always find that, you know, they stick around to give us comfort, you know, to give us the courage and whatever we need in order to get things done, you know, the wrap things up and the funeral and everything. That's what I'm trying to get at. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
I actually have another comment about that, which is the fear. Hollywood has done something that I consider to be criminal, and it's not actually illegal, but it goes against what I feel is the truth about passing on. Hollywood tends to make dying, in many cases, brutal. And they make, in some cases, some of these major films that have come out, is that dying is a, it's supposed to be violent and quick, and the hero continues on no matter how brutal he gets, he or she gets chopped up, they keep on living. And now, not everything that Hollywood does is like that, don't get me wrong, but the blockbuster movies are not the ones where the child goes to God and has that. The blockbuster ones are the violent ones where they're showing blood and guts. You know, and it's unfortunate that that's something of a choice that the people make for entertainment. But I can what I want to tell with people and share with you is that when loved ones are starting to pass on, if it's in a natural way, the actual process where their spirit leaves the body, that's not painful. Never has been, never will be. Now, if you're in a demonic situation, that's torture. But if you're passing on to go to heaven, no. You're looking at a wonderful experience. You've walked away from the body, and the body itself is just going backwards, and it's returning to the earth, and it's going to pass on. And it may look uncomfortable to the human eye, but that's because we're seeing a physical death. The person experiencing that in natural cases, and in most cases, there's no pain. They give morphine in some cases because they think that their person might be feeling pain, and they might be. But the actual death process of spiritual separation from the body, I've never heard anything about that being bad. I've never heard anything about that being uncomfortable. So if anybody's worried about that, what I can tell you from my own knowledge and my own belief, that is a very beautiful process, and there is no pain whatsoever. Hopefully that helps somebody out there, Sharon.
I was going to say those same exact words that, you know, we actually leave the physical body before the body takes the last breath or the last heartbeat. And, you know, they've scientifically proven with, you know, special cameras that the life force is the last thing to go, that it begins to fade and become translucent. Mm-hmm. And this is through my work, you know, where I've been shown that if someone is going to be in a horrific car accident and not make it, that is it. They will zoom out of their physical body before feeling any impact, you know, so there is no, you know, suffering. Yes, you're right. You know, with the eye, we might be looking at a body that is trying to, you know, breathe, and there might be the, you know, we call it that death rattle. Mm-hmm. That's just the physical body, but we don't feel pain. We don't feel fear. It's you know, our loved ones, angels, guides are there, you know, before we make the transition. You know, we're never alone. So yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. We're not doctors. We're not going to argue the point that the physical body doesn't feel pain. It might. There might be pain in the physical body, but we're talking about the spiritual body. When the spiritual body realizes that death is imminent, it's gone. And the physical body may feel some kind of pain, but we as the conscious being do not. We get taken out of it. So the other people look at it and say, God, I hope they die fast. Well, you can be sure that the spirit and the person that was in that body was out before the actual situation happened, which coincides with exactly what Sharon just said. It's an echo. So I think you're right, Sharon. I think people are able to leave quite quickly, and it's just like when my father passed. You could look at him, and he was sleeping. He was on lots of morphine, but you knew he wasn't there anymore. He just didn't really want to die. I knew that. But when he did pass, there was just the body. He was gone. He was someplace else. But that's another story for another day.
Ah. Okay. I was just, as you were talking about your dad, I was, thinking about, my father, was in a ICU, and they, they said, look, there's nothing we can do. He's got to go to hospice. And I remember the doctor going in there and turning off his pacemaker. And he had been just absolutely, unconscious, not talking at that point. He mm-hmm. had cancer, but he was, bleeding internally. And so they decided to wheel him to a private, private room outside of the ICU. Said, look, mm-hmm. we can't treat him anymore. And as they were wheeling him in, it's like he all of a sudden came to life and winked at me and smiled. And then, boom, was unconscious and passed away 45 minutes later. And I wasn't there. And I really beat myself up because I'm like, I should have, my intuition should have kicked in and said, look, don't go anywhere. Something's going to happen soon. But he didn't want anybody, he didn't want us there in the room. He didn't want me there or my mom there. So neither of us were there, when he passed. But I felt the being just torn apart and so distraught, and then all of a sudden this calmness. So it's and I won't go into 9/11 because we're almost out of time. Maybe another time that I'll share, some 9/11 stories around yep. this. But, really quickly, I don't know, what do we do in heaven? I mean, do we?
From what I understand, if you were to imagine that heaven is a dimension that has access to all other dimensions, all other places that you could possibly imagine, we are constantly learning, understanding, helping, creating. Supporting. I think that there are jobs up in heaven which we couldn't even fathom down here. I think you can rest when you want to, take a vacation when you want to without any worry, and when you're ready to help or do a job or do something, the job is there for you. I think there's a lot more in heaven going on than we can possibly imagine here on earth. And I think they come to earth that we can't see to assist, to help. I think there's tons and tons of work to be done. And on levels
absolutely.
That aren't even conceivable here. I mean, we're in a three-dimensional body, and many of us are locked into the five senses, and we want to get further out there, but we're comfortable underneath our blue sky, and with the five senses, we're filled up with as much as we can handle. So. On that note, we're almost out of time here. So, once again, folks, contact Sharon. Contact her for a reading through her website. She's got a new website name that's going to be cell phone friendly very soon. It's going to load extremely fast because that's the direction we're heading in. Check out her YouTube channel, Sharon Pugh, on YouTube. Or you can look at my YouTube channel if you like, and that's called The Psychic Channel on YouTube. I just put up a recent one about cell phone technology and some major changes that are going to be coming about in the next few years. And thank you to everybody who's gone onto my YouTube channel to check it out. And if you haven't yet, The Psychic Channel on YouTube. And check out the videos and check me out at psychic.red. Go ahead, Sharon.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. If you want to, something that I didn't throw out there at the beginning of the show, but for the rest of the year, I am only doing instant readings. So you're not going to be able to go through and pre-book a reading with me for the rest of the year. The first of January, you can. just go to psychicreadingsnow.com or Best Psychic Directory or Best American Psychics. Look for the instant reading, and it's easy. You can pay by the minute, get however many minutes you want to get, and, you know, absolutely follow me under Sharon Pugh on Facebook. And yes, YouTube, Sharon Pugh. So start going to the channel and subscribing, because I will have videos that'll be coming out. But all right, I think that's it.
Well, not quite. We haven't had the music come on.
Okay.
Bye, click.
I know. I wasn't looking at the time. I'm going, okay, any minute now. All right, well.
Actually, I would say Sharon, I would actually start following Sharon more on YouTube than on Facebook. I personally would recommend people skip over Facebook altogether, but that's just my own opinion. So thank you very much, everybody. Y'all have a good night. Sharon, take care.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right, bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. Bye.